with Gary. That's 4 out of 4, a 3-0 victory. Must put a smile on your face.
I suppose so in the end, yeah. But I thought we just made the game so hard for ourselves. It shouldn't have been as hard as what we made it. I thought we started the game ever so well. We hit the bar and should score. And we got our noses in front. You know, I think it was a fantastic free kick from Jimmy to test the young lad on his debut just in front. And then it was all followed up. And then we score another good goal through Nathan D'Alfonso getting in at the back post. And, you know, we had opportunities to take that further without really being in trouble first half. But we knew that Gillingham would keep going and keep putting the ball in your box. And then second half, we have a great opportunity right in the start of the second half to make it a slightly easier afternoon for ourselves, and we make it hard work for ourselves by missing the penalty. So we had to withstand a bit of pressure again, as you expect. And I think their manager's done brilliant to get them from where they were when he took over. And, you know, we had to keep fighting and keep digging in. And eventually, you know, we scored a great third goal as well. And, I'm delighted with the goals that we score. We always score good goals. You know, and first half, I enjoyed watching. And second half, it was painful. And it shouldn't have been, but it was painful. But that's the first time in 2010, I think, since the team of Blackpool's won 4 on the trot. So we'll try and, you know, recover well, and I wish all the supporters a safe journey home, because they came to amend the numbers again, and it was brilliant. And their support's been, you know, greatly appreciated. And then we'll try and go again for 5 next week against Shrewsbury.
Yeah, you wouldn't mind a few more painful wins, really, would you?
I don't know. I've got to learn to handle them then, have I? No.
But 2-0 up, as you said, the penalty miss, Jay Spearin, that really gave Gillingham a little bit of a fillip, and you kind of got lost for a little while.
Yeah, well, you know, we spoke at half-time about concentrating and just doing basics and keeping the game simple for ourselves, and we went and did the total opposite. And like you said, missing the penalty gave them a massive lift, it gave the crowd a massive lift, and, you know, we had to dig in. And you know, at the end of the day, we scored 3 away from home and kept a clean sheet, so obviously I'm delighted, but we could have made it a lot easier for ourselves. But, you know, we were able to get Jim McAllister back on the pitch, which was fantastic. It's been over a year since he featured in a league game, but, you know, delighted for him to get back on the pitch.